I think trauma's a common thing that we all share, you know, whether it's something that's personal, collective, historical. Most of us carry some kind of emotional or psychological wound, and those wounds run deep. But what if trauma is something that we don't just live through, but it's something that we inherit? For years, communities affected by war, genocide, slavery, and more, forced displacement have spoken about carrying the weight of these experiences that didn't happen to them directly. And scientists are starting to explore this idea through the lens of epigenetics, this being the study, of course, of how life experiences can leave chemical marks on our very DNA, potentially influencing how genes are expressed in future generations. To help us unpack this area of research and separate the fact from fiction, we're now joined by Dr. Taralyn Camilleri, who is a researcher of transgenerational effects at Monash University, to look at what inherited trauma really means and the science behind it and how this study might help us better understand mental health and healing across generations. Taralyn, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. It's our pleasure. So could you explain to us then how trauma can actually lead to changes in our DNA and how these changes can affect subsequent generations?
Yeah, sure. So to start from the beginning, when somebody experiences trauma, it means they've experienced an event or a situation where their nervous system identified that they were unsafe. And when we feel unsafe, it can activate the stress pathways in the body and alter how certain genes are expressed. So not by changing the DNA itself, but by adding these biochemical tags to the DNA or surrounding proteins. And so I've described it as the director's notes on a script. These notes might tell the actors, you know, which lines to emphasize or to downplay, but they're not changing the script itself. So that's essentially what we mean by epigenetic modifications. And so they influence systems like hormone regulation, stress regulation, and even inflammation. So what's particularly intriguing is that in some cases, these changes appear to be passed on through the egg or the sperm, meaning that offspring can inherit a kind of molecular memory of the parental experience. And so it is important to note, though, that this transmission has been shown sort of more clearly in animal models, but there is growing evidence in humans. But epigenetics is really only one way that, I guess, trauma can affect future generations.
And so then you've written an article for The Conversation about this, which references some studies involving Holocaust survivors. So what are these studies revealing about the transmission of trauma across generations then?
Yeah, absolutely. So the studies on Holocaust survivors and their children were among some of the first to find evidence in humans that trauma might be biologically transmitted as opposed to psychologically transmitted across generations, and particularly through these epigenetic markers. And I guess that the changes that they find in the children of Holocaust survivors and, of course, the Holocaust survivors themselves are linked to stress regulation and genes that regulate cortisol, which is our stress hormone.
Stress hormone, yeah.
And, yeah. So in theory, you know, what this means is that children of Holocaust survivors could be more predisposed to experiencing higher levels of stress. Their nervous systems could be primed to experience those higher cortisol levels, and that can mean a predisposition to things like PTSD, for example. So obviously the findings sparked, you know, huge interest because they hinted at that molecular legacy of trauma.
Absolutely. I mean, because, you know, I know we hear about generational trauma and it's more about, you know, our conversations with people and that, but the fact that there's potential that this is something can be hard-coded in DNA is stunning. I had no idea.
Yeah, so I think it is also, for that reason, particularly controversial because it is difficult to separate some of those biological inheritance factors from environmental influences because, you know, parenting and culture, you know, our biology is in constant conversation with our environment. So, and obviously people that have experienced these mass traumas too have shared systemic issues as well. They don't just end with the first generation. So I think they're foundational and it's really interesting. But of course, they raise deeper questions about how all of these factors interact and how we might be able to untangle that.
Yeah, completely. So I mean, it's there's so much we could talk about with this, but so given, let's say, the facts run out and, there is that DNA potential for trauma to be passed on via DNA, given that, how might this influence approaches to mental health care and therapy then to counteract the effects?
Yeah, okay. So I think that perhaps here the greater question might be isn't exactly how therapists might apply this, because I think therapists, in terms of seeking psychological help, they already do work in trauma-informed ways. And I think because of the psychological mechanisms of transmission, they already understand the cyclical nature of trauma. So I actually think that probably what we need to do, as you were saying, is that, studies put trauma as a collective experience that around 70% of people in the world have experienced, at least one large-scale trauma in their lifetime, which is most of us. Mm. So I think the therapies actually probably need to be more community or societal level interventions. So the real shift probably needs to happen at that level and possibly move away from the mindset that it just needs to be addressed through individual therapy or self-help, that if we accept that trauma can be passed down, then we also kind of need to accept this complex interplay of factors, which means that things like inequality and violence and systemic harm don't just affect individuals, but they can echo across generations. So that sort of starts to change how we think about, public health and education and even criminal justice, because the science starts to push us sort of beyond that individual level, towards, structural changes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we are out of time. I'd love to keep talking, but it's a really fascinating topic, and I hope your research continues to progress.
Great. No worries. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And of course, that was Dr. Taralyn Camilleri, a researcher of transgenerational effects at Monash University, helping us to unpack the very complex science of intergenerational trauma.